If somebody would ask you, who were bigger Rishoyim, the Dor HaMabul or the Dor HaFloga? So a person would say, L'chayre, Dor HaFloga were bigger Rishoyim. Because Dor HaFloga, as many Averis as the Dor HaMabul did, as we find in this week's parasha, all the terrible Averis that it says that they did. But Dor HaFloga went to actually make a war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The epitome of Avodah Zarah. So there's an incredible medrash. And I urge people, if they could look up this medrash inside, they will be astounded. The medrash, it's towards the Lad Medrash on Parashas Noach and Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Rabbah it's called. Towards the end of the medrash, towards the end, you'll find it if you look. It says over there in the medrash that Dor HaFloga was worse than Dor HaMabul. It gives a whole mashal how actually to fight against the king himself is the worst Avera. But it says, yet we find that the Dor HaMabul was killed out totally, totally wiped out. But Dor HaFloga, Hashem didn't wipe them out. Zok the Medrash, do you know what the reason is? Because there was a special schus that the Dor HaFloga had. The Dor HaFloga, even though they were fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they were united, and the Lashon of the Medrash is, there was no machloikis between them. They were b'shalom. They were b'sofa achas, one language, and they were united in what? What were they united in? They were united in fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. United in Avodah Zarah, but they were united. They were b'shalom. Zok the Medrash, since they were united, they were b'shalom with each other, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they could stay alive. But the Dor HaMabul, the Medrash says, they weren't at peace with each other. And the proof that they weren't at peace with each other, because besides all that Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, the Gili Arayis that they did, it said, what the Pasuk says in the beginning of the Parsha, Parshas Noach, that their Gzar Din was Nechtam on Gezel. They stole from each other. So they weren't at peace with each other. And therefore, they were wiped out. And the Medrash continues. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said that we see an incredible thing from here, and then he goes and he says it over in a pasuk in Hosea, which is mind-boggling how he ties to the pasuk in Hosea. But first, let me say what the Medrash says. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says that Yidden, Klal Yisrael, that are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He said, this is what we learn from here. Yidden that are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But if the Shalom Beineim, then Hashem says, I leave them alone, and the Satan Malach HaMavis will not have Shalita on them. He says, but if there's Machloikis Beineim, then even if there's no Avodah Zarah, then the Satan has Rishus to be Mekatrig on the Yidden, Rachmana Litzlan. And the Medrash goes on and teaches these two Pesukim in Hosea. Listen to this. There's a Pesuk in Hosea in Perek Dalet, Pesuk Yud Zayin, that the Pasuk says, Chavur Atzabayim Ephraim Hanachloi. The simple words of the Pasuk mean, Chabur means to say that they're connected. Chabur Atzabayim. Atzabayim means Avodah Zarah. Ephraim is very connected to Avodah Zarah. You hear that? Chabur. They're connected. Atzabayim to Avodah Zarah. Ephraim. Shevet Ephraim. They're so connected to Avodah Zarah, then Hashem tells the Navi, Hanachloi, leave them. Leave them alone. So the Pashup Shad is, leave them alone, they won't listen to Musar. They're so connected to Avodah Zarah. The Medrash says a mind-boggling thing. It says as follows. It says, Chabur is Loshen Chibur. Shevet Ephraim was Mechubur together in Shalom. Like the Dor HaFloga. They were united. They were united. They were mechubur. It's not going on the Avodah Zarah. It's going on the chibur. Ephraim was mechubur together. They were connected. They were one. They were b'shalim. Therefore, the Medrash says, Atzabayim, even though they're over Avodah Zarah, Hanachloi, Hashem said, leave them. I'm not going to destroy them. The Malach HaMavis will not have shalita on them. Hanachloi, leave them, because they're united. They're united in bad things, but they're b'shalim, leave them. And now listen to a very scary pasuk that the Medrash teaches weiter in Hosea. This is in Perek Yud, pasuk Beis, and the pasuk says as follows: Cholak libam, when their hearts are separated. Ata now yeshamu, now they're going to be held responsible and punished. So the Medrash says, when their cholak libam, when their hearts are separate, they're b'machloikis, ata yeshamu, now they're going to be punished, even if they're not ivdei avodah zarah. So we see from here a mind-boggling thing, that when you're b'shalom, when you're at peace, then Hashem says the Malachim Avos doesn't have shlita. Even if you're ivdei avodah zarah, says in the Medrash. I urge you to look it up inside. And then on the bottom, then you'll see that this Medrash is like four or five different places expounding on this theme. Masha'en kein, if your hearts are chalak libam, your hearts are separated, atei shama, now you'll be punished. So I want to just bring out a very, very strong point. There's something going on today, like we all know, that we find there's differences of opinions about if people should wear masks, or how often they have to wear masks, how close they could come to each other, and everyone should ask their own doctor and their own rav what's the right thing to do. But one thing we do know, derecheha darkei noyam v'chol nesivoseha shalom, that the ways of the Torah are in peace. So if you're in a minyan, and someone there is not wearing a mask, and it bothers you, you can call over the person privately and say, you know, over here, the minig is that people wear masks, so maybe you could do the same thing. You know, that's what people are more comfortable with, in a darkei noyam dika way, in a shalom dika way. Somebody told me that he was there in a shul in Brooklyn. He did not mention the name of the shul to me, so I don't know which shul it was. He was at a meeting that everyone was wearing a mask besides one person. And one person called out in public, he was there in front of the whole shul. And he said, it's disrespectful that one person in the minyan is the only one not wearing a mask. So the person screamed back, yes, I am a disrespectful person. So the other person screamed back, okay, now I understand what you're doing. But this is not what Hashem wants. And I hate to say it, embarrassing someone in public is inviting, Rachmana Litzlan, a kitrug of the Satan. That's what the psukim are saying. We know that, of course, we have to do hishtadlis and wear masks and do social distancing hishtadlis. But we know, ultimately, it's Hashem that's making the shalom. It's Hashem that's, excuse me for that word, it's Hashem that's protecting us. It's Hashem that's making sure that the Satan or Malach HaMavis shouldn't have a shlita on us. There was just a story of a lady, a non-Jewish lady, 102 years old in Oklahoma. And she was in critical condition from corona. And now she was let out of the hospital and she's fine. Because Hashem decreed that she should live. And if Hashem says you should live, you'll live. So as much as we do ishtadlus, we can't forget that we need Hashem to protect us. It's not the mask that protects us. The mask is only a shtadlus. But we can't do a shtadlus to protect ourselves and then embarrass someone in public and expect Hashem to protect us. So let us learn from this that ain't loimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha ella hashalom. We should all grab onto shalom. And then when you have shalom, Hashem says, Hanachloi, I leave them alone. May we all be zaycha to do the right thing, the right ishtadlus, and most of all, make sure we don't get involved in machlekes and have shalom and all the brachas that come along with shalom.